Magellan Cooler vs. Yeti 2021, what is the best for you? The Magellan Cooler vs. Yeti is a question that outdoor enthusiasts have debated for years. These two coolers are both very well known and sought after, but which one is the best? The answer to this question will depend on what you're looking for in your cooler. The Magellan's advantages include smaller size, which makes it easier to transport, lower price point, lighter weight, making it easier to carry, and a more leak-resistant design, as opposed to Yeti. The downside of the Magellan's is that they don't hold as much food or ice as their larger counterparts, making them better for day trips than long excursions into remote areas where resupplying may be difficult. What about the Magellan? Magellans are probably something you haven't heard of, but they're making a name for themselves in the last couple of years. Magellan Outdoors is based in Oklahoma City and focuses solely on soft-sided coolers, freezers, and bags. Their company was launched in 2010, making them relatively young compared to Yeti or Pelican soft coolers. This newness may be one reason why Magellan has been flying under our radar. But this doesn't mean we should ignore them, because all it takes is the word of mouth to make a business boom. The first thing that strikes me when thinking about Magellan products is their affordability. The 15-quart cooler I'm looking at costs $55, while a similarly sized Magellan is only $45. From the outside, it looks exactly like a Yeti but has a slightly different logo on the front and mesh pockets inside. When I unboxed it, one immediately noticeable thing is how incredibly light Magellans are. See more, https://bestcooler.reviews/magellan-cooler-review-vs-yeti/. What about the Yeti? It's time for some comparison. After doing some research on Magellan coolers, I stumbled upon their most significant competitor, Yeti coolers. The price tag of Magellan's ranges from $40 to $250, the latter being a marine cooler. On the other hand, you can find Yetis anywhere from $180 to $600 plus. Being made in America is just part of the reason for their higher price tag. Yeti also uses premium-grade materials. What are the similarities? I've done my research, and Magellan's and Yetis aren't too different. They are both made in the USA, have similar sizes, shapes, colors, accessories, warranty duration of 3 years, Yeti has a 1-year, no questions asked, money-back guarantee, etc. These two more excellent brands are also known for their superior insulation abilities that keep ice frozen for up to 10 days. What are the main differences between the two? In terms of design, Magellan stand out by having more lid space and a front pocket on top. Although Magellan is still relatively new in this line of soft coolers, it does not fall short when going head-to-head against Yeti. Magellan does not just copy Yeti's design, and they reference it in their marketing. They even use similar colors and a very similar quilted interior. Magellans are also much lighter than Yeti, which is something I appreciate about them. Also, Magellan doesn't have as strong of a brand reputation, which might be due to Magellan being so new compared to Yeti, who has been around for quite some time now. Design and construction. The Magellan I unboxed was the lightweight model, which weighs in at only 6.5 pounds, making it one of the lightest on the market. Yetis are much heavier, weighing between 10 and 15 pounds, depending on the size. I wouldn't expect Magellan to compete with Yeti's military-grade coolers, but they do hold up against them in terms of insulation, keeping ice intact for over a week. In contrast, a Yeti would probably keep ice frozen for 4 to 5 days. Magellans also have more lid space and mesh pockets inside where you can store your smaller items such as utensils or phones. Ice retention and insulation ability. As I said, Magellan coolers are known for their superior insulation capabilities, which in my opinion, is essential when it comes to your cooler. Ice retention refers to how long it takes before the ice melts at a specific temperature. This is so important in a cooler because the longer the ice holds up inside, the more remarkable. You can store food and drink items frozen for more extended periods. Magellan's product page describes its insulation properties keep ice frozen for up to 10 days. On Yeti's website, they claim that their products can hold ice intact for 5 days without any electricity or fuel source. This might be a controversial topic, but I think Magellan's are better than Yeti's. Magellan's design is sleeker and slimmer, and they are also lighter in weight, which gives you the freedom to carry them anywhere without breaking your back. Magellan's dual zippers allow for maximum accessibility while Yeti's open from only one side. Magellan products are also priced lower than Yeti, making Magellan a more affordable option if you're on a budget. Features. Looking at Magellan versus Yeti is like looking into two different worlds. Features-wise, there isn't much to argue about between these two more excellent brands, as they have pros and cons. Magellan's come with an external mesh pocket that can fit any sized water bottles, can holders, and even cell phones. Magellan also includes a rope handle that allows for easy transportation of your cooler. Yeti's features, on the other hand, are more advanced. Their dry goods basket zipper can be opened from both sides, convenient compared to Magellan's dual zippers. Their tethered drain plug design also makes cleaning out any water much more accessible than Magellan's screw-on drain plugs. Accessories. Yeti's come with an extra Gatorade-style cup top, while Magellan's do not include any accessories except for a shoulder strap, or, in my case, backpack straps. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=4yearsyousco. Price. Magellan tumblers cost $29 to $40, which is cheaper than Yeti's, costing anywhere from $70 to $250. Magellan's coolers also come with a limited lifetime warranty and have been known to last for decades. On the other hand, Yeti has been around less than Magellan but charges higher prices for their products, which is why Magellan is making a name for itself in this industry. Magellan versus Yeti, which is better? Well, Magellan and Yeti are very well-known, more fantastic brands. Yeti is the higher-end brand, Magellan's lower-end. Yeti uses roto-molded technology to create a thick wall construction that ensures every ice block lasts for up to 12 days. It has an innovative latches system which protects your food from any damage caused by the weather or animals. It also comes in different sizes ranging from 25 quarts to 130 quarts and many colors depending on your preferences. The only problem I've ever noticed is its price tag, but surely you'll love it when using it day after day. The Magellan Model Extreme 72 works excellent as well but needs some improvements here and there. Now let me explain to you why I think Magellan is not better than Yeti. Firstly, Magellan 72 Extreme has a hard plastic construction which makes it weaker and much less reliable in terms of durability than Yeti. The lid is flimsy, and its latches are smaller and cannot protect your food from any damage or bad weather conditions. On top of that, it is more complicated to use the levers because they aren't very well designed, so you'll probably spend several minutes before you can open them properly. Magellan offers only two more great sizes, 62 quarts and 78 quarts, while Yeti offers numerous measures, including 20 quarts, 30 quarts, 50 quarts, etc. Magellan doesn't come with bearproof latches, but they offer locking and tie-down systems that are not as secure as bearproof. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=DHL4QQE8. FAQs. What brand is better than Yeti? Yeti is the top brand in terms of coolers. It offers high-end food and drinks coolers which are premium in price but well worth their money. Yeti roto-molded technology makes sure that your ice remains intact for more than 10 days while at the same time protecting your food, drinks from bears, other animals, bad weather conditions, etc. You'll love using it every single day. Search for, what cooler is comparable to Yeti Top Full Guide 2021? Is Ozark Trail cooler as good as Yeti? Ozark Trail isn't as good as Yeti, but it is still a perfect cooler. It has high-end features like thick wall construction, roto-molded technology, bearproof latches, etc. The only problem with Ozark Trail coolers is their price tag, which is lower than that of Yeti, while its features are not better or worse than Yeti. Read on, Ozark Trail vs. Yeti Cooler. Are Yetis overrated? No. Although they are expensive and have a high price tag, it is one of the best brands you can find on the market regarding quality and durability. It offers numerous sizes, including small ones for camping lovers who want to stay away from technology for several days at a time, large ones which can hold up to 140 quarts of ice or drink, coolers for kids and adults, so you'll find the right one for your everyday needs. I would tag it as overrated if its price tag were $100 to $150, but it is well worth paying those extra bucks to get a premium cooler that lasts long. How long will a Yeti cooler last? It honestly depends on how well you are taking care of it. If using it every day, then at least 5 to 6 years, but if not daily, expect to have it work great for 10 plus years. They truly last a lifetime. Conclusion: the Magellan cooler is one of the most popular coolers on Amazon this year. It has many great features that make it a favorite for purchasing an affordable yet high-quality product. It's not as expensive or bulky as its competitors but still offers all the same benefits. On the other hand, if you want something with more power and capacity than what comes standard in your average kitchen freezer, then Yeti may be better suited to meet your needs. We hope our article helped you decide which would be best for you based on how much money you have available to spend and what type of experience you're expecting from your cooler.